純正的靈奶，像財生的嬰孩，像愛慕奶一樣，叫你們因此漸長，以致得救。你們若嘗過主恩之味，就必如此。以弗所書六章十七到十八節。並戴上那救恩的頭盔，拿着聖靈的寶劍，就是神的道，靠着聖靈隨時多方禱告祈求，並要在此警醒不倦，為眾聖徒祈求。詩篇一百一十九篇一百零五節：你的話是我腳前的燈，是我路上的光。雅各書一章二十二到二十五節：只是你們要行道，不要單單聽道，自己欺哄自己。因為聽道而不行道的，就像人對著鏡子看自己本身的面目，看見走後，隨即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有詳細察看那全備使人自由之律法的，並且時常如此，這人既不是聽了就忘，乃是實在行出來，就在他所行的事上必然得福。今日為我們的正道是陳卓明牧師，講道的主題是為什麼我們需要神的道。
This is September.
而家九月啦。
And I know that we may have a lot of new students coming to our church.
可能當中有好多新嘅學生。
And so I want to share a story about a young man who went off to college.
所以想同你哋分享一個故仔，係關於一個年輕人係升大學。
His Christian parents gave him a Bible.
咁佢嘅父母係基督徒嚟嘅，咁就送咗一本聖經俾佢。
They assured him that it would be of great help to him in his college life.
咁就同佢講話呢本書會對佢好有幫助嘅。
But later in the semester, he began to send messages to his parents.
學期過咗之後咧，佢就開始去去同佢父母講啦。
And guess what? He wanted money.
佢係好想要多啲錢。
And the parents would write back telling him, "Just read your Bible."
咁啲父母就同佢講話：你睇多啲聖經啦。
In fact, they would give him specific chapters and verses to read.
仲要叫佢睇某一段嘅章同埋某一節。
He would reply back and say, "I'm reading my Bible, but I still need money."
咁佢就同佢父母講話：我已經睇咗聖經啦，但我仲係需要錢。
And so finally, the student came home for Thanksgiving.
咁嗰日咧，佢就翻嚟過感恩節。
And the parents confronted him.
咁啲父母就同佢講話啦。
The parents said, "We know that you have not been reading your Bible."
我知道其實你係冇睇到聖經嘅。
How did they know?
點解佢哋會知道咧
？Well, the parents had tucked in $20 bills by the verses that they told them to read.
因為咧，嗰啲父母咧就將啲二十蚊紙咧就擺咗喺叫佢個仔去讀嗰啲章同節嗰度。
So when he didn't find the money, they knew that he wasn't reading the Bible.
咁因為佢揾唔到啲錢啦，所以啲父母就知佢其實冇讀聖經。
This morning, I want to talk to you about the importance of reading and applying God's Word.
今日想同大家分享睇聖經同埋應用聖經嘅重要性。
Now you may not find money in your Bible.
你未必會喺你聖經度揾到啲錢出嚟。
But I believe that there are many wonderful benefits that come from reading. And applying God's word.
但係睇聖經係有更大嘅益處嘅。
And certainly, I could give you a long theological explanation of the benefits of God's word.
當然，我可以從一個神學嘅角度去講好多關於睇聖經嘅益處。
But I want to this morning point you toward four metaphors about the word of God. About the word of God.
但今日我係想同大家分享比喻聖經嘅四個比喻。
Now, metaphors are word pictures.
比喻咧係形容一啲字嘅一個圖畫。
I'm sure many of you heard the saying, "One picture is worth a thousand words."
有啲人又可能聽過話，一幅圖畫咧係比一千隻字更有用嘅。
And by the way, I looked up the origin of that saying.
我有睇過呢、這個呢句説話嘅根源。
And a lot of people say it's a Chinese proverb. Some say it's from Confucius.
有啲人認為係一個中國以前嘅格言。甚至是一些儒家的格言。
But it's probably not true.
但應該不是真的。
However, people thought that if they say it's a Chinese proverb, people would take it more seriously.
但有些人說，如果是有些中國人的出處的時候，那些人就會覺得好像這句話是有可信一點。
So I hope you as Chinese people will take it seriously too.
所以希望大家都會覺得這句話是可信的。
That there are four word pictures about the Bible.
聖經有四個形容神話語的比喻。
And it shows you why you really need the Word of God.
講出神話語的重要。
The first picture is a picture of food.
第一個比喻，那個圖畫就是講一好像食物的一個比喻。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, it reads, "Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up in salvation."
彼得前書第二章第二節講話，就要愛慕那純正的靈奶，像才生的嬰孩像愛慕奶一樣。
Probably a more literal translation is that we are to long for the pure milk of the Word.
如果我們用一個更字面的翻譯咧，係就講話我哋應該去渴慕神嘅話語，就係好似純正嘅奶一樣。
This milk is referring to the Word of God.
这个奶就是神的话语。
We are to crave the Word just like a baby craves milk.
我们要爱慕神的话语，好像一个 BB 去好爱、好好渴慕一个奶一样。
Now many of you know that I have two grandchildren now.
大家都知道我有两个孙。
And when my daughter had these two children, it brought back a lot of memories.
當我女兒生咗呢兩個孫嘅時候咧，我就有好多回憶。
I certainly remember when my firstborn, my daughter, was born.
我記得我女兒出世嘅時候。
Now, during the day, she was very, very cute.
咁佢日頭嗰時咧，好得意嘅。
But at night, she became a monster.
但夜晚咧就變咗怪獸啦。
Every 3-4 hours at night, she would begin to cry.
每三四個鐘就喺度喊。
And I would.Hold her.
首先抱下佢啦。
I would rock her.
搖下佢啦。
I would sing to her.
唱下歌啊。
I would change her diapers.
換片啊。
But she was still crying.
但都係照樣喊。
And I think the worst is when it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
但係最差咧就係三四點凌晨嘅時候。
She would be crying almost like a car alarm.
佢咧就好似一啲鬧鐘車裏面嘅鬧鐘咁樣喺度唔停嘅。
But a car alarm eventually goes off, but baby step, my daughter still kept crying.
即係車裏面啲響鐘，即係都會停啊，但係個 B B 就唔會停嘅。
But I found the only solution was to give her milk.
唯一嘅辦法就係俾奶佢飲。
And so she would be crying away.
咁佢喊啦。
But finally, when I put the bottle into her, her mouth,
咁就要俾奶樽佢飲。
It was just peace and quiet.
咁就好有平安啊。
You could just hear a little sucking action of that milk.
就見到佢喺度啜下啜下咁樣。
That's the kind of attitude that we need to have for God's word.
呢個就係我哋要對神話語嘅態度。
That we need to crave God's word like a baby craves milk.
我哋要好渴求神嘅話語，好似一個 BB 好渴求飲奶一樣。
It mentions here the pure milk of the word.
呢度係講神好純正嘅話語嘅奶。
And so.It's important because we know that milk has a lot of nutrients.
奶咧係好有益嘅。
And so you don't want to give the baby soda.
你唔應該俾個 BB 飲汽水。
Or coffee.
或者咖啡。
Or juice even.
或者果汁。
But primarily you want to give the baby milk.
係要俾個 BB 飲奶嘅。
And so I think the application is that yes, there are a lot of good Christian books out there.
所以我哋咧就見到點樣應用咧，就係有其實呢度而家我哋有好多好嘅基督徒嘅書籍。
You can have lots of You can listen to lots of different sermons online.
我哋可以喺網上面聽到好多好嘅講道。
But there's no substitute for the pure milk of God's word.
但我哋唔可以用呢啲嘢去代替神嘅話語呢個純正嘅牛奶。
That we need to go directly to the source to the word of God.
我哋要直接去睇神嘅話語。
Amy Carmichael was a famous missionary to India.
有個宣教士喺印度嘅宣教士叫賈艾梅。
And she said the following.
咁佢就咁樣講。
Never let good books take the place of the Bible.
你唔應該讓一啲好嘅書籍去代替聖經。
Drink from the well.
我哋要直接由井裡面去飲水。
Not from the streams that flow from the well.
而唔係飲嗰啲從井裡面流出嘅河水。
Now, I know that there are some people who have been Christian for a long time. And they may say, well, I don't need milk. And so they sort of think that they don't need God's word. I would point out this verse says that all Christians should be like newborn babies in craving the milk of the word.
呢句聖經係講話所有啲基督徒都係應該好似嬰孩咁樣去渴求呢個靈奶。
But I would also say that as you get older as a Christian and more mature as a Christian, you should move up to solid food.
當你成為一個更成熟嘅基督徒嘅時候咧，你都應該去食乾糧。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 and 14 says the following.
希伯來書第五章第十三至十四節咁樣講。
Says, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness since he is a child, but solid food is for the mature.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟練人義的道理，因為他是嬰孩，唯獨長大成人才能吃乾糧。
Now you may be wondering, what is this solid food that they're talking about?
咁呢個乾糧係啲咩呢？
Well, it could be parts of the Bible that are more difficult to understand.
可能喺聖經裏面比較難明嘅一啲章節。
Certainly, many of us find the Gospels or the New Testament letters certainly easier to understand.
可能福音書啊，某啲書信係比較容易明白。
But when we sometimes avoid certain areas like the Old Testament prophets.
但有時我哋可能去避免去睇啲先知書。
Or even the last book in the Bible, Revelation.
或者是啟示錄。
Or solid food can not only mean the harder parts of the Bible, but it also could be very familiar parts.
乾糧不單止是一些比較難明的章節，而可能都是一些比較我們熟悉的章節。
However, in those familiar parts, we need to go deeper.
在一些熟悉的章節裡面，我們要去有更深的認識。
Because there's some really deep theological things that God may want to teach us from every even familiar passages.
因為喺呢啲咁熟悉，我哋咁熟悉嘅章節都有更深嘅屬靈嘅道理。
I know I've heard many, many sermons on the Great Commission, for instance.
我聽過好多講道係講大使命。
But many times I've learned some new things, particularly as people go deeper into that even one verse.
但好多時候，我可以從呢一節裡面去學到更多嘅嘢。
Or even something like the creation.
甚至創造嘅故仔一樣。
We may think that oh, that's very simple to understand.
好似好易明白咁樣。
But maybe as you take in science courses and things like that, you need to understand oh, what does it exactly mean?
但當你去研究科學啊，或者喺度睇另外啲書籍嘅時候，你可能會更加思想呢係即係講啲咩咧？
And so, if you've been a Christian a while, you need certainly spiritual food.
如果你係已經成為基督徒一段時間，你係需要靈嘅乾糧。
And if you've been a Christian a while, you need to graduate from the milk to the solid food.
咁唔單止淨係可以飲靈奶，你應該係要食乾糧啦。
When you get older like me, you have to take tests like colonoscopy.
你如果好似我咁老咧，就要做一啲結腸鏡嘅檢查。
Now the colonoscopy, the preparation is the worst part.
個灌腸準備咧係最難受嘅。
And they basically tell you, don't eat any solid food for a whole day.
佢就同你講話，你一 日之前咧，你唔可以食任何嘅乾糧。
And so you're basically, you can drink tea, you can drink juice, but no solid food.
你可以去飲好多流質嘅嘢，但係唔可以食一啲乾糧。
And I must admit, that's the hardest part of the test.
呢個係嗰個檢查裡面最難嘅部分。
Because by the time, just before the test comes around, I feel really, really weak.
因為檢查之前咧，我已經覺得好無力啦。
And I after the test, I go to a buffet to try to eat more food.
檢查完之後咧，我就要食翻自助餐去獎勵自己。
And so, you as a Christian may be surviving perhaps on milk.
有啲我哋中間係基督徒嘅，可能你只係飲緊靈奶。
But you will remain a weak Christian.
但係如果你咁樣嘅話咧，只係會係一個好弱嘅基督徒。
You need to graduate to solid food.
你需要去逐漸去食一啲乾糧。
And so that's why it's important for us to recognize that the Bible is like food to us.
所以我哋要去明白聖經就好似乾糧咁樣。
Whether we need this milk or solid food, both are needed for us to grow as Christians.
靈奶同埋乾糧都係對我哋有益嘅。
The second word picture that we see is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
第二個比喻神嘅話語嘅比喻咧，就係以弗所書第六章十七節。
In this passage, Paul is describing the armor that a Christian should take on.
而家呢度保罗系讲紧属灵嘅军装。
And in verse 17, it says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God."
保罗话，并戴上救恩嘅头盔，拿着圣灵嘅剑，就是神的道。
And so Paul uses a picture of a Roman soldier to show Christians how to wage spiritual warfare.
保罗就用咗一个罗马军兵嘅比喻去同基督徒讲话，佢哋应该点样去打属灵嘅仗。
He talks about a helmet.
讲话要戴头盔啦。
Talks about a belt.
有腰带啦。
A breastplate.
护心镜啦。
Shoes.
有鞋啦。
A shield.
同埋藤牌。
All these are very important for the soldier.
呢啲全部都系对一个军兵嚟讲好重要嘅。
But the one most important weapon is the sword.
最重要嘅武器就系支剑。
Now, I know that's somewhat hard for us to, in this day and age, to understand.
可能对我哋呢个世代人好难明白。
Because normally we don't relate or deal with swords.
因为我哋通常都唔会揸住支剑。
But what if we were to think about a soldier, a U.S. soldier in Iraq, Afghanistan?
我哋可以谂下一个阿富汗嘅军兵。
And we could talk about his boots and uniform.
可以讲下嗰啲鞋啊，佢啲衣服啊。
He may even have a bulletproof vest.
可能有避弹衣啊。
But if he has no rifle, no gun, then he is in some sense very helpless out there.
但如果冇支枪嘅话咧，佢就咩都做唔到啦。
And that begins to help you to understand how important God's word is.
所以咧，呢个比喻就让我哋去明白神嘅话语系几咁重要。
That you are basically defenseless against Satan's attacks unless you have the word of God.
我哋唔可以，如果我哋冇咗神嘅话语咧，我哋好难防守撒旦嘅攻击。
And we can only just look at what Jesus encountered.
我哋去可以睇下耶稣嘅试探。
In Matthew chapter 4, it talks about how Jesus was tempted by Satan three times.
马太福音第四章有讲到话耶稣被撒旦去试探咗三次。
And if you were to read that passage, you'll recognize that Jesus countered the attack of Satan in the same way.
我哋可以睇到耶稣系用同样嘅方法去抵挡撒旦嘅试探。
He said to Satan, "It is written."
耶稣讲话就如经上所说。
And he would quote particularly from the book of Deuteronomy.
佢系由《申命记》嘅经文去抵挡撒旦呢啲嘅攻击。
And Satan, after this, just took off.
咁之后撒旦就走咗啦。
And so Jesus is a model showing to us how to deal with spiritual attack.
耶稣俾咗个模范我哋睇，我哋应该点样去面对一啲属灵嘅征战。
Now notice that Jesus didn't just throw out any old verse out there.
耶穌唔係就咁喺度任何一段聖經就喺度掉出嚟。
He knew the Bible and he knew the appropriate verses that applied to that particular temptation.
佢知道邊一段聖經係喺嗰個情況係合宜嘅。
And so we also are to need that kind of skill as well.
我哋都要需要有嗰種嘅智慧同埋技術。
We need to, for instance, if Jesus drew from the book of Deuteronomy, we should ask ourselves, when was the last time we even read from the book of Deuteronomy?
咁如果耶穌係喺生命嘅經文去抵擋呢個試探嘅時候，我哋都要問自己，我哋上一次睇生命記係幾時咧？
Because we are under constant attack from Satan.
因為撒旦係隨時隨地喺度試探緊我哋嘅。
And for instance, couple of weeks ago, somebody came to our house who was from the Jehovah Witnesses.
好似上個禮拜咁啊，有一個耶和華見證人咧就嚟咗我哋屋企。
And they were claiming certain things, but I had to understand and know what verses to confront her this person with.
咁呢個耶和華見證人咧，就喺度同我講好多嘢，咁我就要諗，我應該用咩經文去可以去同佢講述真理咧
？Or, for instance, if we read in the newspaper that promotes a certain ethic, such as gay marriage, for instance.
當我哋睇報紙，我哋可能見到好多關於同性婚姻嘅問題。
Do we know the Word of God well enough to deal with those kinds of claims and attacks?
我哋足唔係有冇足夠對聖經足夠認識？我哋可以識點樣用聖經嘅真理去辨穿咩係真理，咩係唔係咧
？And so, many of us, unfortunately, are very ignorant about God's word.
但係我哋其實好多人都有可能都對聖經唔夠認識。
There was a survey done of Christians in America.
咁有一個係研究基督徒嘅一個調查。
And excuse me, probably Americans. We would start with that first.
就係美國人嘅基督徒。
And they found, for instance, that three out of five Christians, for instance, could not even recall the names of the first four books of the New Testament.
呢個調查就發現有五個基督徒裏面有三個咧係唔識新約聖經頭四本書係咩嚟嘅。
Half the people could interview could not identify who delivered the Sermon on the Mount.
有一半人唔知道邊個係講咗登山部分。
Only 9% of even Christians accurately define the Great Commission.
只有9%嘅基督徒係知道大使命係啲咩嚟嘅。
And so I'm.A lot of people are very ignorant of God's word.
So, 好多人咧都其實對聖經冇認識嘅。
And certainly, the general population knows even less.
咁當然，普羅大眾就對應聖經更少認識。
And that's why it's important for us to study God's word as much as possible.
所以我哋應該更加努力嘅去研讀神嘅話語。
And so, how can we learn more?
咁我哋點樣可以對神嘅話語更多認識咧
？Well, certainly.Listening to a sermon, it helps.
當然你去聽講道係有幫助嘅。
But I would say it's not enough.
但我會話係唔夠。
And people, I would certainly encourage people to go to Sunday school.
我會鼓勵大家去翻主日學。
No, I know Sunday school doesn't sound too appealing.
之後可能大家對主日學冇乜興趣。
But Sunday school is really a Bible school.
但其實主日學係一個。教導聖經嘅一個學校
，and it will equip you to know God's word.
係會去裝備你去認識神嘅話語。
The Bible says that He has given to the church people who are gifted in teaching.
聖經話教會係有一啲有教導恩賜嘅弟兄姊妹。
And so we need to take advantage of that.
所以我哋應該可以向佢哋學習。
I know certainly you could try to study it on your own, which is a good thing as well.
當然你可以自己自修啦，都係好嘅。
But like most people, I think you could use a little help.
但係我諗大部分人都需要一啲幫助嘅。
And it's certainly more interesting to learn it together with other people.
當然你可以同另外啲弟兄姊妹一齊學習就更加有趣啦。
But I know for many of us, we have lots of excuses.
但係我哋好多人都有好多唔同嘅藉口。
In the English congregation, we have Sunday school at
11:15.
Right during this time. But a lot of people resist going. They say, well, I'm hungry. I want to go to have lunch, early lunch. And I know for this service, probably a lot of people have excuses as well. Because your Sunday school is earlier. And you say, I can't get up. And so we have lots of reasons and excuses of why we can't learn more about God's Word. But this, particularly this picture about the Bible being a sword should hopefully motivate us.
但这个比喻说神的话语好像是一个剑，应该去鼓励我们。
That it should show to us that we are defenseless against spiritual attack unless we really know God's Word.
去提醒我们，如果我们没有神的话语，好像一支剑咁样，我们就防守唔到撒旦嘅攻击。
We've said before that the Word of God is like food, and we need it to grow.
我们之前有讲过话，神嘅话语好似食物咁样，我哋系需要佢嚟成长嘅。
The third word picture that we want to look at is that the Word of God is like a lamp.
第三个比喻咧，就系话神嘅话语好似一盏灯咁样。
Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
诗篇119:105节讲话，你的话语是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Now, we haven't had like a huge blackout in this area in a long time.
我们这个城市没试过整个城市都没有灯了。
But back in 2002, I was in New York City.
2002年的时候，我在纽约。
I was visiting my wife's family.
我探望我老婆的家人。
And I was in Chinatown.
我在唐人街。
I was getting a haircut.
我在想剪头发。
All of a sudden, the lights all went out.
突然间，灯全部都黑晒。
A good thing he just started cutting my hair. the person was just starting to cut my hair.
幸好刚刚才开始剪啫。
Otherwise, I would have had a half haircut or something.
不然就好像剪到一半，好难睇了。
But when the person said, "No, I can't cut your hair. There's no electricity."
咁之后，个发型师就话我唔可以再帮你剪啦，因为冇电啦。
And I went out into the street and it was pitch dark.
咁我出去个街度睇啦，我黑晒，全部黑晒。
There were no street lights.
又冇街灯啦。
There were no stop lights.
又冇交通灯啦。
It was all dark.
全部都黑晒。
And you could not even see the curb. That's how dark it was.
连个路边我都睇唔到。
And so we need to understand that the world is a very dark place.
我们要明白这个世界是一个很黑暗的地方。
That people are in the dark and they're searching.
人人都在这个黑暗里面在寻找。
They don't know where to go.
他们不知道去哪。
They don't know who to go to.
不知道去哪。
I know for myself, when I grew up in a non-Christian family.
我是在一个非基督教的家庭去成长。
And I actually grew up right near Harvard Divinity School.
我是在哈佛的神学院隔离去长大的。
It was probably one block away from where I live.
可能是隔了一条街的吗？
But I didn't even know what the word divinity meant.
我都不知道神学院即是什么意思呢？
Because I had no concept of God.
因为我完全对神没认识。
I felt all I was taught by my parents was to study hard, work hard, and make a lot of money.
我父母就跟我说，你要勤力的读书，你要努力工作，这样就可以赚很多钱了。And,
but I wasn't even sure if that was the right way to live even.
我都不知道这个是不是一个正确生活的方式。
And I was open and searching for what is the true purpose and meaning of life.
我在寻求生命的意义。
And what happened was some neighbors invited my brother and I to go to church.
有一个邻居就邀请了我回教会。
And at this church, I learned about what the Bible taught.
在这间教会里面我就认识了圣经的话语。
I learned that we're all sinners before God.
我认识了原来我们全部都是罪人来的。
But Jesus Christ came and died for our sins.
但耶稣为我们的罪舍命。
And I just needed to have faith in Jesus Christ.
我需要去对耶稣，是在耶稣里面有信心。
I thought maybe if I could just be a better person, I could earn my way to heaven.
之前我会觉得如果是一个好人，我就会上到天堂。
But the true gospel says, no, you can't earn it.
但是福音是讲话，天堂不是你可以用你的努力去赚取回来的。
You can only receive my free gift.
你只可以去接受神给你的礼物。
And so when I began to understand that, it was like a light bulb turned on in my head.
当我明白的时候，就好像有一眼灯泡突然在我脑里面着了。
Before that, it was a lot of darkness.
之前是很多黑暗。
There was a lot of confusion.
很多混乱。
But once that light came on, it became very clear to me.
但当个灯着了的时候，我就看得很清楚了。
And I also realized that many of my friends also were still in the midst of darkness.
我也看到很多朋友仍然在黑暗里面。
And so I realized that I had a responsibility to share this good news, the word, what the Word of God said to them as well.
我就发现我原来有个责任去向他们分享这个福音。
And so the Bible gives us this picture of the Word of God being a lamp.
所以圣经里面呢用一眼灯去比喻神的话语。
It shows to us exactly, it dispels the darkness that we find ourselves in.
它会驱走黑暗。
It gives us clear direction of God's path.
它可以引领我们走神的路。
And it shows us the dangers to avoid in our lives.
它告诉我们，我们应该去避免什么危机。
And it can even be a guidance in terms of how we are to live our lives and what career and all those kinds of issues.
它可以引导我们走每一天的道路，例如我们做什么工等等。
So the Word of God is like food.
所以神的话语好像食物一样。
It's like a sword.
好像一把剑一样。
It's like a lamp.
好像一盏灯一样。
And then the last one is like a mirror.
最后的比喻就是神的话语好像一面镜子一样。
And that's found in the James chapter 1 passage.
就是雅各书第一章。
I won't take time to read it.
不再读了。
But I think you get the idea.
你应该都知道大概意思是什么。
That I assume all of us this morning when they come out to church look at least for a little while into a mirror.
大家出门之前今天都应该看，都有看过面镜子。
Just about everybody's bathroom has a mirror in it, right?
应该每一个人的洗手间都应该有一面镜子。
And so when we wake up in the morning, we, you know, look at our hair.
你每一天你醒的时候，你可能会看下你的
头。We look at our face.
看下你块面。
For people, we can adjust our clothing, our tie.
看下你的衫是不是整齐。
And a mirror is there to show us, in some sense, of reality.
你一面镜子呢，就是给个真相给你看。
It shows us areas that we need to change.
它给我们看到我们有什么是需要去改变。
Now, I assume that when you saw that your hair was all a mess, that you did something about it.
如果你看到你的头发乱晒龙的话的时候，你都应该会做些事。
Because I look around, everyone looks pretty good out there.
大家都好像头发都整理得挺好的。
Because that's what a mirror is for.
因为面镜子就是有这样的用途。
That we look at it, it shows us for what we are.
那面镜子是给你看到你自己的真相。
And we make changes that are necessary.
那你就可以整理一下自己的仪容了。
Well, the Bible is like that.
圣经就是这样。
It shows us for what we really are in a spiritual sense.
它可以给我们看到我们属灵里面的光景是怎样。
And as the Bible reveals to us how we are, obviously we need to make changes.
当然如果圣经是向我们反映我们自己心里面的光景的时候，我们需要去改变。
Obviously, if you're not a Christian, the Bible tells to us that we're all sinners.
圣经跟我们讲话，我们所有人都是罪人。
Now, I know a lot of people may think that, oh, I'm a pretty good person.
很多人都觉得自己是一个好人。
I don't do all these bad things.
我没做什么坏事。
And so, they think they are pretty good.
所以我就觉得自己挺好。
But before a holy God, the Bible shows to us that we have are desperately sinful people.
但喺一個聖潔嘅神面前，我哋都係一啲罪人。
For instance, people might say, "Well, you know, I never murdered anybody."
有啲人話我從冇殺過人。
And yet the Bible says that if you hate someone, it's like murder.
但聖經同我哋講話，如果我哋心裏面去憎恨一個人嘅時候，就好似殺咗個人一樣。
Or you may say, "Well, I, you know, never committed adultery or before."
或者我從冇去行過淫。
But the Bible says that even if we lust after pornography, it's also a sin as well.
聖經話，如果我哋去睇色情嘅嘢，去生產一啲淫念嘅時候，呢個都係罪。
And so, as the Word of God reveals to us, we need to make changes.
當神嘅話語去光照我哋嘅心嘅時候，我哋需要去改變。
And if you're again, if you're not a Christian, you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ to wash you of your sins.
如果你未係基督徒嘅時候，你係需要去信耶穌，讓佢洗淨你嘅罪。
And if you are a Christian, then you need to confess this before the Lord.
如果我哋已經係基督徒嘅話，我哋要向神去認罪。
And with God's help to be able to change your attitude or your action.
用神嘅能力去幫我哋改變我哋心裡面嘅態度同我哋嘅行為。
And sometimes it requires that we really look intently into God's word.
有啲時候我哋係好需要去專心咁樣去研讀神嘅話語。
That we need to spend time and meditate on it and apply it to our lives.
我哋要花時間去默想，去思想點樣去應用神嘅話語喺我哋生命裏面。
Now, if you just look at a mirror just very quickly, then you will not get too many benefits from it.
如果你咁好快咁樣睄下塊鏡，你係唔會睇到啲咩嘅。
You may have a mirror, for instance, right outside before you go out the door.
可能你喺個門側跟有一面鏡子。
And you can walk by and just, you know, look at your face and just walk out.
可能你可以好快咁樣去睄下，咁你就走過咗啦。
But sometimes you have to kind of look intently into the mirror.
就有時候你要好專心咁樣望塊鏡。
And study it.
要好專心咁樣去研究。
And see exactly the flaws and problems that are there.
你先見到自己有啲咩嘅瑕疵係需要改變。
And so I think the Word of God is the same way.
神嘅話語都係一樣。
That the more time we spend and meditate on God's Word, the more benefit we will gain from it.
你越花多啲時間去研究神嘅話語，神嘅話語就越對你有益處。
And so, let's, as we've heard these verses, maybe we need to apply it, you know, to our relationship to God's Word.
所以我哋可能要應用今日所讀嘅經文去思想我哋點樣可以研讀神嘅話語。
It certainly, the Bible doesn't say, oh, you just need to own a Bible.
當然聖經唔係話你就咁擁有一本聖經就得。
Many of us own multiple Bibles.
我哋好多人都有幾本聖經。
But it's not enough.
但係唔夠。
Certainly reading the Bible helps.
當然你讀聖經係有用啦。
But even reading it is not enough.
但你就咁讀又可能都係唔夠。
But most importantly, we need to apply God's word as well.
我哋更重要嘅係需要應用神嘅話語。
That the Bible was meant not to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives.
聖經唔單止係要增長我哋嘅知識，而係要改變我哋嘅生命。
And so we need to look, examine our lives in the light of Scripture.
所以我哋要用喺聖經嘅話語裏面去察驗我哋自己嘅生命。
And say, okay, the Bible shows to us that the Word of God is important.
聖經有同我哋講睇聖經係重要嘅。
And if I look at my own life, I'm not getting much in terms of input from the Word of God.
但如果我哋睇自己嘅生命，有可能我哋會發現我哋其實神嘅話語喺我哋生命冇乜位置。
And the question is, what are you going to do about it?
咁你點樣算呢？
Well, again, maybe you could start by attending Sunday school.
又可能你翻主日學係第一步。
I usually tell my people that either you should be teaching Sunday school or you should be attending Sunday school.
我成日都講話你係應該要如果你唔係教主日學咧，你就應該翻主日學啦。
And you could begin by studying the Word of God yourself.
你可以自己研讀自己話語作為開始。
Now, admittedly, in the beginning, it's not that easy.
開頭有可能係好難嘅。
But as you continue in studying and learning how to study the Bible, you'll get great benefits out of it.
但當你去繼續去研究神嘅話語嘅時候咧，就會得到好大益處。
Now, you may not find $20 bills, okay, in the Bible.
你未必會喺聖經裏面揾到啲廿蚊紙。
But you will find that it is a great help to your spiritual life.
但係會喺你屬靈生命有好大嘅幫助。
And so I would recommend, just as a start, to read Psalm 119.
我會建議大家開始去讀詩篇119篇。
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm.
是整本圣经最长的诗篇。
And it's actually broken up into 22 sections.
是分了为22个部分的。
And they correspond to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
而每一个段落呢都是去按照希伯来文的字母而去写的。
And so I would say, read one section, which is 8 verses each.
咁每一段咧就有八节。
And if you keep reading it over, hopefully you get the ABCs.
咁如果你不断读嘅时候咧，就会可以读到A B C 呢啲字母啦。
Because every verse in that chapter of Psalm 119 talks about the importance of God's word.
因为每一节咧都系讲神嘅话语嘅重要。
And hopefully, slowly, you can get God's perspective about how important God's word is.
咁好快咧，你就會可以睇到神嘅話語幾咁重要。
Many of you have heard of the person Wang Mingdao.
我哋當中有好多人都有聽過王明道呢個人。
He was an outstanding Chinese Christian leader in the 20th century.
佢喺中國教會係一個好出名嘅領袖。
He was arrested in 1955 and again in 1958. And he was held until the very beginning of 1980. So he spent about 23 years in jail. His crime was that he did not attach his church to the Three Self Church. And a newspaper reporter interviewed him before he died in
1991.
And they asked him what was the most important thing to him during his 23 years in prison. And he replied, the word.
他就說神的話語。
Simply the word.
只是神的話語。
Let's bow together and pray.
我們一起祈禱。